Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Previously on Blackout.
This does appear to be a major situation. The president is moments away from addressing the nation from the White House.
Stop!
Oh, God. Help. I've been shot.
When the lights went out, before we knew it, it had been weeks since any of us had seen a working stoplight.
I can't believe they're actually building a wall.
And I can't believe they gave Lincoln a fucking gun.
That's not Lincoln.
This room and all the station equipment upstairs run off one generator?
Yep, that there's a natural gas generator. No need for gasoline.
Hunter Itani, you're under arrest for the murder of Dale Hoddy.
Do you trust me?
Yeah, of course I do.
Then help me protect you.
I'll say anything you want. Just promise me he lives.
I'm giving you another chance to make this station work. It's talk radio now, and I'm the creative writer.
I'd forgotten about being shot in the shoulder, and I'd given up on trying to figure out who did it.
What kind of phone is that, and why is it ringing?
It's a satellite phone.
Who is this?
Are you the Rook?
Yes. The reboot cannot afford any further complications. Supply drops begin next week.
No supplies. Berlin can look after itself.
Madeline? People are starving.
We don't take handouts.
What do you want?
I have to talk to you. You're in a lot more danger than you think.
Milk? Sugar?
Sugar. You still have milk?
It's just powdered.
You're lucky. Most people in Berlin...
Keep going, Jeremy.
They sold us the reboot as a chance to start over. An opportunity to rid ourselves of the scourge of technology. We knew some of their ideas were a little out there, sure, but... Madeline and I had been talking for years, dreaming about taking our town back. Even before they made contact. And then they told us that we could be the ones to fire the opening shot of a brand new revolution. Right here in Berlin. A little chaos goes a long way, you know?
The cell tower.
We had to make sure it was complete. No calling for help. We'd help ourselves. Or that's what I thought, anyway. That's what she always said.
Why did you shoot me?
She radioed up to me just before you got there. Told me to scare you off. We couldn't risk someone sounding the alarm so early. Oh, when you caught me at the cell tower, it finally sunk in. This was real. I was terrified. But I wasn't aiming to kill Simon. I swear. It was her.
All right.
It was always all her.
Calm down.
I'm so sorry.
Hey. Calm down, all
right? People have a right to know.
It's just...
You have to tell the truth.
Jeremy? Jeremy, wait! Wait!
Shit.
Close the door.
Oh my god, he's going for the wall.
Get away from the window.
No!
Blow the lantern out.
Blow it out.
Oh my god, there's so much blood.
Shh, keep it down.
It isn't safe here. We have to go.
No, there's four feet of snow on the ground. We wouldn't make it a mile. And that van doesn't even have snow tires.
Mom, are you guys okay?
It's okay, Iz. It's okay, honey. Go back to bed.
We can't just wait for them to come for us.
Bed.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna stick to the plan. Keep stocking up food, water. We're gonna find gas somewhere. Keep Hunter out of sight. And then, as soon as it thaws, we go. Okay? In the meantime, stay on their good side.
How?
Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Hello, North Country. It's January 8th. It's been 100 days since we took back our town. As most of you know,
The wall is now complete, and what a wall it is. And just in time, with another nor'easter bearing down on us, we can expect a full-on invasion of handout-grabbing migrants from urban areas. Good God. Now, the weather. 4 feet and counting out there. Brr, no telling when it'll pass.
Hey, keep it on the mat.
But we're ready to weather any weather.
That's right, Simon. That wood pile ain't gonna chop itself, Charlie. Get back out there if you want any cans.
However, in light of this weather, a curfew will be enforced, effective immediately. Anyone outside the gate after sundown will be shot on sight.
Come on, Simon.
Well, I can honestly say I feel a lot better knowing there are clear-eyed, dedicated people making the tough calls to keep us safe. Excuse me, I'm...
Come on, Simon, I'm listening to you.
In other news, a lone gunman instigated a deadly standoff with the Berlin militia last night. It's suspected in a string of armed robberies, he was shot and killed charging at an officer near the wall.
You better do it.
I'm sorry.
What the...
I'm sorry, excuse me. Tomorrow, Berlin residents are strongly encouraged to attend an entirely voluntary presentation on the history of technology's role in undermining society. You know what? This isn't right. This isn't real. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but if our own militia's shooting at us, then we're not safe. We're in prison. His name was Jeremy. He didn't even have a gun. They shot him in the back.
God damn it!
When this all started, I was scared. I was a radio DJ.
Kira.
I mean, what could I possibly trade for food, protection, for survival?
Mrs. Stani, turn it up.
But no matter what they tell you, there are things that can't be bought or bartered.
Izzy!
Things like family.
Are you hearing this?
Things like community. Things like dignity.
What's he doing?
He's changing the plan. Girls, get
the slits. We might not have electricity, Berlin, but we still have power.
Walls only keep us in the dark, keep us afraid. They keep us from each other. They never make us safer. And it's same with secrets. Listen, there is a bunker full of supplies here, Berlin. Under the station, there's food, there's water, there's blankets. It'd be enough to last my family for years. But we'd always be hiding from you, our neighbors, so please, come get it. I, for one, am tired of hiding. I'm tired of hiding. I've been proud to serve this community, and I hope it did some good. This is Simon Itani, signing off. I don't know when I'll be back, but please, look out for each other.
Dad!
Simon, we heard you. What are you doing?
I did what I had to do.
You did the right thing.
Thank you. But Hunter, you can't be here, okay? None of us can. Mom was right. We gotta make a break for it.
Simon, Nanook of the North couldn't make a break for it right now. Nobody but the militia seen a drop of gas in weeks.
I have an idea. You and Bill pack up as much as you can carry, and I'll be back as soon as I can.
Hunter, no.
You asked me to trust you. Dad, now I'm asking you to trust me.
In the hands of a tyrant, any tool can be a weapon. Take the snowmobile. Fast, reliable, perfectly suited to the unrelenting New Hampshire winter. And if you've got every drop of gasoline for 30 miles under lock and key, a bunch of recreational vehicles can become a deadly arsenal.
Never thought I'd miss God and a bunch of violent lunatics. At least we kept them inside.
God and the fleet is a big responsibility, Dad. You know, in the meetings, they say they...
You're actually going to those things?
Yeah, I'm proud to be a part of keeping Berlin safe. People look up to us.
They serving Kool-Aid at those meetings?
No. They talk about taking responsibility.
Lincoln, it ain't about taking responsibility. It's about taking what's yours and making sure you're on the right side of the guns. So if they tell me to protect their precious gas guzzlers, I'm gonna do... What the... Don't even think about
it. Don't shoot! Hunter, you're not supposed to be here.
No, you're not.
Mr. Ward, please.
Yeah? This is Rick Ward over at the precinct. It looks like your young exile is back, trying to use the blizzard as a cover for a little snowmobile heist.
What are you doing here?
If you don't let me go, they'll kill me. They'll kill my family.
Let you go? Are you kidding me? If I haul in Berlin's most wanted, that's a guaranteed promotion. Hello, this is Rick Ward. Why the hell ain't there someone?
Rick, get down here. The station's getting raided. Massive stockpile. Food, water.
Down where? Come in.
Madeline, they're raiding the store, too. Can't hold them much longer.
What the? You hear that?
Rick, this is Madeline. Stay put. Hold the fugitive. Await further instructions.
Ah, fuck it.
Dad, where are you going?
I'm going to the station to get what's mine.
She said stay put.
There's some kind of gold rush up there, kid. It's every man for himself now. Come on. Get on the snowmobile, Lincoln.
No.
What?
I said no!
What the hell are you doing? Put that gun away!
You remember that hockey tournament in Portsmouth? Fifth grade.
Oh, what's that have to
do? I remember. We went all the way to the championships. You knocked the goalie's front tooth out.
Yeah. And then you guys had to give me a ride home because my fucking dad didn't show.
Oh, for God's sake. Are we really gonna...
You were too busy playing online poker and getting wasted.
Okay, Lincoln. I'm sorry I didn't hold your hand enough as a kid. I didn't sing your songs or wipe your nose or tell you there were no monsters under your bed. You want me to check if there's a therapist still taking appointments?
The thing that confused me so much, Hunter, was I was sure your dad was going to be mad about having to give me a ride. But he seemed happy to see me.
Well, yeah. He always liked you, Lincoln.
And why is that?
You were my friend.
Really touching stuff. Can you put down the gun, Lincoln?
And then, when I finally got back home, Dad, you were so pissed. You wouldn't let me hang out with Hunter for a month. A bad influence, that's what you call him. Not because his family was mean to me, but because they were nice to me. Nicer than you could ever be.
So what are you gonna do? Shoot me?
No, I'm not gonna shoot you, Dad. I don't want to be like you anymore. I just don't ever want to see you again, either.
Fine. Take the walkie. You're in charge now. Try not to pee yourself with excitement.
I'm so sorry, Hunter. I don't know how all this came to be.
Yeah, me neither. I'm sorry, too.
Everything I touch goes wrong.
I'm sending someone now. Stay put.
Lincoln, it's not too late to make it right.
Do you copy?
You're gonna need at least 2 snowmobiles to get your whole family out of here.
Okay, Bill. All packed. Where's your coat?
You hear that? They're coming for him.
Come on. We can still slip out the back.
Oh, you grab some of that plastic sheeting. Keep your packs dry, lifesaver and all that snow.
Yeah, I got it.
Have you thought of everything?
Bill, are you coming?
They can empty her out, Simon. Hungry folks. I don't blame them.
I'm sorry, man. You shared what you had with us with no questions asked. Wasn't even mine to give.
Yeah. I guess I could have lived a long time out here with all that stuff. But it's like you said, behind a wall, all alone, that ain't really living. These are the best things that happened to me, Simon. You and the kids and Kala. Like having my own family.
You were never coming, were you?
Yeah, the vinyl would whop out there in the snow. Even in the summer, it'd be too hard to keep the dust out of the jackets.
Bill.
Goodbye, Simon. You take care out there.
Yeah, you too. You too, Bill.
Everybody stop! These supplies belong to the town of Berlin.
We are the town of Berlin.
No matter the tyrant, we are never powerless. powerless to fight back. It's just that we might need to trust each other. That's all.
You got more than half a tank on both. You can get 100 miles, easy.
I hope that's far enough.
Hunter!
Mom, Dad!
Oh, God, thank God you're safe.
Lincoln?
What is he doing here?
He's here to help, Mom.
Help?
Look, you don't have to like me. You don't have to look at me. I just want to help.
Hunter?
We can trust him.
Okay. Okay, Lincoln, we've got the sleds packed. Wait here.
There's no way we would have got out on foot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lincoln.
Yeah, no problem. Damn, those are some big sleds. You guys got a lot of stuff.
Hunter, help us hitch these up.
Izzy, Kira, run the list with me. Camp stove, check. Meat, check.
Hunter, get that.
I got that, Mr. Atani.
Dry bag, food, clothes, blankets, check.
Good, good, that's it.
They're gonna close that gate any minute.
Shit! Okay, everybody, just time to go, now!
We're almost at the gate!
They already closed it!
Shit!
Hunter, give me a hand. Help me crank the wheel. Like this.
Nothing in life is so exhilarating as to be shot at without result. More Churchill. And that guy was full of shit.
Stop! You're under arrest!
They're shooting at us!
We're not gonna make it! Keep cranking! Go! Lincoln, let's go!
Get away from the gate!
You'll never outrun him with all this weight. I got this.
Are you sure?
Go!
Screw your wall.
Animals. Strip my store like a pack of hyenas. God.
This is the Rook.
Yes, this is Madeline.
Madeline who?
Pawn D4, Berlin. We need to talk about that supply drop.
We need to talk about a supply drop. I guess you finally discovered the limits of all that self-reliance.
Listen, they ransacked my store. My stockpile is gone. I'm dealing with a full-on insurgency up here.
And was your wall breached?
No. The insurgents arose from inside the wall.
You see, you disregard orders. And then it's only natural that your subordinates follow suit. You'll note that we don't tolerate such behavior here in Massachusetts. Resistance is a weed. It must be torn out swiftly at the root.
Please spare me the gardening lecture and just send the supplies.
Your supplies will arrive when we are ready to send them. But the weed must be pulled out before it spreads. Now, your little insurgency has a leader, I assume.
Simon Atani. But he and his family are long gone.
And where have they gone?
I don't know.
Bond C5 and Conway reported an unknown family passing through town on a pair of snowmobiles this morning. Could that be them?
Could be. I don't know. Which direction were they headed?
South.
Toward your neck of the woods.
Hey, don't go too far, kids. Oh, what was that?
A bird. Try to get some rest, okay?
No. Let me take over driving. You can sleep in the sled for a while.
You sure?
Yeah. I can't sleep anyway. Look. Oh, my God. I never thought I'd be so happy to see that sign.
Welcome to Massachusetts. We made it.
What do we do? What do we tell people? I mean, dead bodies, show trials, a makeshift wall. I don't even know where to begin.
Remember what Jeremy told us. A reboot. A new revolution. Whatever this thing is, it's big.
Right. Yeah, you're right. We can't be the only ones who've been subjected to... whoever these people are.
I just wish I could get back on the radio. I just wish I could get back on the air.
I have an idea. Here.
My old tape recorder. I can't believe you thought to grab this.
Well, people need to hear what happened to us. I mean, every detail of it. I mean, make a recording and we'll get it to someone in Boston who can broadcast it.
So everyone down here will know they're not alone. That they're not the only ones going through this.
And who knows? Maybe we could start something real.
Like a counter-revolution?
I mean, if that's what it takes to get our lives back.
All right. All right, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
My name is Simon Atani. I'm 39 years old, and I'm currently... I don't know where I am exactly. Somewhere on the border between New Hampshire and Massachusetts, I think. It's 103 days since the blackout began, and like everyone else, I guess I'm just looking for signs of life. I'm not sure if anyone will ever hear this, but I guess I feel like I should document what has happened here these past few months. That way, if someone does get a hold of this recording, you'll know the truth, and you can act accordingly.
Hey, this is Scott Conroy, writer and creator of Blackout. If you like what you're listening to, please help us get the word out by subscribing, giving us a 5-star review, and sharing with your friends. You can find us on Apple Podcasts as well as on EndeavorAudio.com. Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon Atani. Additional cast include Chloe Brooks as Carla Atani, Seychelle Gabriel as Izzy Atani, T.C. Carter as Hunter Atani, Ian O'Brien as Lincoln, Giselle Damier as Jade, Caroline Newton as Kira, Valerie Spencer as Madeline, Bradley Wind as Rick, Nathaniel Weiss as Jeremy, Brian Atkinson as Randy, and Warren Sweeney as Bill. Blackout is created by Scott Conroy, written by Scott Conroy, Nina Baker, and Katrina Albright. Directed by Sean Christensen, edited by Sean Christensen, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh. Sound supervision and design by Brandon Jones. Additional sound design by Matt Yoakum. Engineered and mixed by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Additional engineering by Zach Jerick. Original score and composition by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh. Candlelight is written and performed by Caroline Smith, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh. Script coordinators Kevin Haney and Tess Ryan. Recorded at Todd AO Studios. Additional recording at Salt Audio. Casting by Mormon Bowling Casting. Blackout is produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, and Fred Berger. Executive produced by Dave Easton and Hannah Cope. Artwork by Gravillis, Inc. Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.